Oh, good morning, good morning, good
morning.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, Blog Talk Radio and Love Journey family on a teleconference line. Good morning, family. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are one. It is amazing how expansion happens. It's amazing how life happens. I want to say good morning and thank you this morning for tuning in to the Love Journey. I am so grateful for you to be here this morning. I hope all of you enjoyed your Mother's Day weekend. And I just want to say congratulations to all the graduates. Rhea Henderson had a daughter graduate from Howard University. Yay! Deborah Ricks had a daughter graduate from Howard University. Yay! Ebony's boyfriend graduated from Howard University. Wow! And our own Carla Laveau, her son graduated from Indiana University. What an accomplishment, family. And yes, our very own Linda is graduating this week. And wow, from University of Metaphysics. We got some great stuff going on. All right, we're going to turn right into a beautiful song. I know I'm just feeling this song right now, y'all. I know I played it a couple of times on Friday, but I'm going to play it again today. I'm Angel, Layla Hathaway.
Come true.
Welcome to the Love Journey Experience. This is Janie Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach. That was Lila Hathaway, Donnie Hathaway's daughter. You're my angel, remake of Anita Baker's. You're my angel. Oh, angel. All right. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey this morning. We're going to get ready and turn within, recognizing that there really is only one power and one presence. And that presence is recognized on this line. That divine source is recognized as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that God is not. As we become still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. As we center our minds, centering our thoughts, calling and invoking the presence of I am God. And as we center and focus on our breath, the breath of life, I want us to breathe in through our nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, breathe into the heart, and release through the mouth. Let's breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Last time, family. Breathe in. And release. Divine, Mother, Father, God, Infinite and Holy Spirit, Mother Father, Divine Mother Father, come, Holy Spirit. As I invoke and call forth the higher mind presence on this call, as I remove every human created thought, every human created ego, God, I'm asking you to come, higher mind self, as I come before you today. Asking that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit. Every meditation of my heart come, Holy Spirit. That it will be absolutely acceptable in my higher mind presence sight. Come, Holy Spirit. And remove all of me in this right now moment that I may come empty, ready to be filled by the higher mind, God, the I am consciousness, that I may manifest my Christ consciousness in this prayer, in this right now moment, that my words will be your words. Come and possess my thoughts, Holy Spirit. Come and possess my heart, that I may speak from a pure, authentic space of my higher mind self. Come as I invoke my God, Goddess, energy to speak and pray the prayer that only you will have me pray today, that I will speak to somebody's heart today. Raise the vibratory energy of this call. Speak to somebody's heart and heal and mend the broken pieces. Come, Holy Spirit, and let your will be done on this money manifesting miracle Monday. Come, Holy Spirit, and let your will be done in us, as us, all around us. Come and anoint this line. Bring forth a fresh anointing. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth fresh revelation, fresh oil, new wineskins. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us feel your presence in our consciousness in this right now moment, God. Oh, I'm calling forth a blessing today, God. I'm calling forth a blessing upon each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm calling forth that every molecule and every higher mind presence will come into oneness in this morning's call today, God. That every molecule, every atom, every muscle fiber will get into alignment in every area of our life as we call forth abundance, profuse winds of abundance. Come and let it be aligned in our every cells of our bodies today. Our fresh anointing upon our abundance, God. I'm asking for an alignment so that we may be in the flow, Holy Spirit. I'm calling forth a healing, God. Somebody needs a healing today. Somebody needs a healing over their life today, God. Somebody needs a healing in their family, Holy Spirit. Somebody needs a healing in their body. We're calling forth all of these things today, that all of these things will get in alignment. Every cell, every muscle fiber will call forth alignment in our lives in every area. Come, Holy Spirit. Wherever that area may be needed, God, only you know and only we know, God. So come, Holy Spirit, and let us be cleansed and renewed and transformed in this conversation on this day, Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to take over this call and let your words come forth, Holy Spirit. Let your words manifest the glory in this call today. Let your words be manifested as we transform our minds today, God. As we call forth the higher mind presence, the beloved I am God, the I am Christ consciousness in this right now moment, as we call it forth, as we invoke our higher mind self into this call, God, so that not only will we be able to hear, but be doers of the word, Holy Spirit. We say thank you, amen, so it is, and we give absolute gratitude for this morning, this day, this gift that we will unfold each minute, each second in gratitude, thanking you for the gift of a new day. For all things are washed away, Holy Spirit. Thank you today for this new day that we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I give thanks for each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I give thanks for the expansion of the love journey. I give thanks for our assignments today. I give thanks that we will be a blessing to ourselves and those around us, that we will be the light that somebody will recognize as you, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and let us embody the light today, God. Let us embody the light and infuse that light in every cell in our body, God. Let us become one with the one of the light today, God, that we will walk in the manifestation that somebody may recognize the blessing and the gift of the light that we are in this right now moment. We give thanks, Holy Spirit. We give thanks for this opportunity to come together in one mind, one spirit. We give thanks for all there is. Amen, and so it is, and so it is. Ashe. Good morning, family. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Yes, this is Monday, May 9th. And as we say good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the clouds, the rain, the sun, the moon, the stars, the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the land, the soil, all the energy in the universe. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And as we give thanks for the flowers and the trees and all the energy, the earth, the wind, the fire, the waters, the ethers. Good morning, good morning, good morning. As we give thanks and invite and invoke the presence of the most beneficent angelic family, and that's our angels that are guiding us and leading us, we ask you and invoke and invite your presence into this call, angels. We thank you for going before us today to make this day filled with ease, elegance, and grace, that you will go before us and make our burdens light and our yoke easy. We thank you, angels, as we send you out on assignment today. Oh, thank you, angels. Thank you, archangels, as we invite and invoke your presence and send you out on assignment to also create an ease, elegance, and graceful day. We thank you for your presence in this call. As you sit at the table of success, the love journey table, we thank you, we honor you, and we give thanks. As we also invite the ascended masters, good morning, ascended masters, as we invoke and invite your presence into this call, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Good morning, Master guys, we invite and invoke your presence. Spirit guys, we invite and invoke your presence. And as we give thanks, and for the acknowledgement of our ancestors, for all those who walked the planet and left a legacy, to our known and unknown ancestors, and to my mother, Miss Anastasia McAdoo, who I give thanks and honor to, Miss Colette Grant, I give thanks and honor to, and to those who are honoring our ancestors this morning, we give as we stand before them today, standing on their shoulders, we give thanks for the legacy they left called us. We thank you, Ms. Anastasia. We thank you, ancestors. We thank you. We thank you, and we thank you. Good morning, ancestors. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Good morning, my kings and queens. Love to the gods and goddesses. Love, love, peace, peace. This is The Love Journey, Inc. And I am Janine Ann Ingram, your transformational life coach, welcoming you to The Love Journey Experience. Thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey today as we move into another part of this experience called the Love Soak. We move into where we call our Love Chambers. You have entered your Love Chambers. And in this Love Chambers is where we begin to soak and honor the presence. Call you. This is where we honor the divine presence that operates in you, as you, all around you. So in this right now moment, we get to center our mind on divine love. Divine love, yes. Recognizing, calling forth, remembering a time when we felt love, where love permeated and saturated every cell in our body, where love illuminated our heart and permeated our mind, where love saturated every cell. You see, I want you to remember that time because it's important to get into the feelings, because it's the feelings that get the blessing. It's in the feeling nature that we manifest. You know, Reverend, like you used to always say, it's the feelings that get the blessing. Took me a long time to learn that it's in my heart. And so in this right now moment, I want you to remove yourself from your head. Get out your head and go into your heart space. And in this right now moment, I want you to just focus in on your heart and give your heart permission to open. And remember how it felt in your heart to be love and give love. And it could have been any reason. Could have been an exciting, powerful, amazing energy exchange between you and someone you love. Could have been a birth of a newborn baby. How heart expanding is the birth of a newborn baby. Wow, maybe it was a full moonlit night, holding hands, walking by a vast body of water on a full moonlit night, looking up at the moon and basking in the glow of the moon's love, knowing you are loved by the universe. What a powerful feeling to be in the energy of the moon's love. And maybe it could have been an opportunity to stand in the majesticness of the sun's warmth, as the sun was rising to greet you. The warmth of the sun kissed your face and reminded you that you are so loved by the universe. Maybe it was the golden time of the day. The golden time of day. You know that day, the time of the day that Frankie calls the golden day, golden time, that's the time when the sun is releasing its presence and the earth takes on this golden glow. And oftentimes you see this purples, reds, gold, and orange emanating from the sun as a release. And all you can do is stand in the majesticness of this masterful art and know that you are loved by the universe. Whatever had you so lit up and turned on, I want you to bring that into this right now moment. You see, I want you to
remember what it felt like to be loved, to give love, and to know love. Whatever that feeling was, and whatever had you feeling that feeling, I want you to bring that feeling into this right now moment. I want you to remember the passion in your heart as you drink from the cup of the liquid love. Yes, I want you to drink the cup of liquid love. Yes. It's love just pouring all around you as you release the thought of anyone else. I just want you to put all that energy of love into you, remembering what it felt like, and bringing that feeling into this right now moment and pouring that feeling of love upon you today. Yes, I want you to love you, to love you, loving you. I want you to love yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you today just because you are. Just because you are a magnificent creation of the Most High God. You are absolutely amazing. Amazing. In this right now moment, I want you to give yourself permission to love you. I want you to give yourself permission to honor and embrace and give love to the most important creation. And that creation is you. So as you place your right hand over your heart, I want you to say, I give myself permission to love me today. And I just want you to look in your mirror in this right now moment and look in your eyes and say, I give thanks for the opportunity to love you today. Let's do that. Felt good. Let's do that again. I give thanks for the opportunity to love you today. Let's continue to look in our eyes and let's say, I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. I fully and deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Come on, Holy Spirit. And I want you to say, I deserve love. And I want you to look yourself in the eyes and know you deserve love. Let's say it, family. I deserve love. And I want you to say, I am love, I am love, I am love, I am love. Three times together. Let's say it. I am love. I am love. I am love. And I am divine love and expression. Three times. Let's do it, family. I am divine love and expression. Continue to look in your eyes. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love and expression. And I want you to say, good morning, love. Come on, y'all. This is my favorite part. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Ooh, I waited all night long just to say good morning to you and you. Yes, you are what the world's been waiting for. Ooh, and you are what the world's been waiting for. Yes, yes, yes. You know the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Yes, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Your greatness awaits. Let's do it again, family, but put a name on it. I want to know your name. Ooh, yes, what's your name, baby? All right. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. Ooh, Janine, Janine, Janine. I waited all night long just to say good morning to you, Janine. And Janine, I want you to know that you, yes, you, baby, you are what the world's been waiting for. You see, the world is waiting, Janine, to experience your greatness, Janine. Yes, your greatness is what the world is waiting to experience. Your greatness awaits. Woo! And let's say our name and say, I love you. I really, really love you, Janine. I love you. I really, really, really love you. Janine, I love you. I really, really, really love you. And last time, Janine, I love you. I love you. I want you to marinate in that love. Just marinate in that feeling of love. Just loving, honoring, and cherishing the gift, the body temple that you've been given to navigate the planet with, this beautiful, amazing body temples. Just want you to send love and light into every cell in your body, every part of your body, the gift that your body is. Today, I want you to just stop right now and tell your body thank you. Thank you for all the times that I unconsciously ignored you. Thank you for all the times that you worked and I didn't have to do anything to ask you to do what you do. And you do such a good job. Thank you, body. Just acknowledge your body. Acknowledge the presence of your body temple. The beautiful gift of the organs, every limb, all your skin, just everything that makes your body your body. Thank you, body. All right. And reminding you as you marinate in loving your body that love really is an inside job and you are the first representation of love in your life. And you get to teach how to show up in your space. You get to teach people how to love you. You get to set those boundaries for how you love you. My grandmother used to say, the best sermon we can ever give is not the one we say, but the one we do. How are you loving you today? Welcome to this love experience. Welcome to your love experience. Because you do really get to have this thing called life your way. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey Experience. And I'm going to turn it over to Ms. Jackie so we can sing our love song.
Good God morning, Lady Love. Peace and blessings. You always dropping something good on us each and every day to get us started off on our day. Thank you so very much. The power that we have within ourselves to have people, wait, I don't want you to show up in my life this way, but this is the way you will show up in my life. Knowing that we have the power and we need to exercise that power each and every day. Thank you so, so, so very much. Ooh, yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Good God morning to the Love Journey family, our Blog Talk Radio listeners. Good God morning to you. We're going to continue in our love soak as we do each and every day on the love journey by planting that seed of love that we have within us. And we are showering it with our love song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. And yes, I pray that everyone had a beautiful, blessed Mother's Day weekend. I was absolutely present for the first time in my life, and it was so beautiful and so amazing to enjoy Mother's Day. Oh, my God, I accept and received, and I laughed, and I cried, and I shared, and I gave, and I loved, and it was just so, so beautiful. And, yes, congratulations to our graduates. Seems like Howard University is definitely on the map. You all go, and Carlovo Hawkins, thank you for your beautiful blessing as well, as your son graduated as well. Oh, it's so beautiful, so beautiful. So come on, family, let's unmute our phones and let's do this on a count of three. I love song. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much.
So much.
So I can love you so much.
So much.
And you can love you so much.
So much.
So you can keep on loving me. Come on, family. I love myself so much.
So much.
So I can love you so much.
So much.
And you can love you so much.
So much.
So you can keep on loving me. Last time. Come on. I love myself so much.
So much.
So I can love you so much.
So much.
And you can love you so much.
So much.
So you can keep on loving me. Ooh, yes, yes. Oh, family, we keep the love growing and keep the love flowing because it is all about love. Back to you, Lady Love. Namaste. Hello, Janine.
Oh, you can't hear me. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Most welcome. Thank you.
Guess my phone went on mute on its own. Good morning, family. Welcome to the Love Journey Experience. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, all of us who tuned in to the singing and came in and sung that beautiful love song that our sister gave us to sing, sing, sing to the hilt, to remind ourselves just how important it is to love ourselves. Family, today we're going to talk about something that I think is so very interesting, the mother wound. Why is it crucial for women to heal the mother wound? What many people do not realize is that the core issue at the center of women's empowerment is the mother wound. Many difficulties and challenges between mothers and daughters are rampant and widespread, but not openly spoken about. You see, the taboo about speaking about the pain of the mother wound is what keeps it in place and keeps it hidden in the shadow, festering and out of the view. Conversation is so powerful that I wanted to talk about it today. I read it the other day. So what exactly is the mother wound? You see, the mother wound is the pain of being a woman passed down through generations of women in patriarchal cultures. And it includes the dysfunctional coping mechanisms that are used to process that pain. See, the mother wound includes the pain of comparison, not feeling good enough, shame, consistent background sense that there is something wrong with you, attenuation, feeling you must remain small in order to be loved, that persistent sense of guilt for wanting more than you currently have. I know I felt some of that. The mother wound can manifest as not being your full self because you don't want to threaten others. Having a high tolerance for poor treatment for others. I'm going to say that again. So many of my friends, girlfriends, have a high tolerance for poor treatment from other people, especially from men. Emotionally caretaking, feeling competitive with other women, self-sabotage, being overly rigid and dominating, conditions such as eating disorders, depression, addictions, and addictions can come in many forms, not just drugs. Please trust and believe. Addictions can come in relationship addiction. It can come in food addiction. It can come in sex. It can come in so many forms other than drugs. How many know that in a culture what we have been conditioned to think of ourselves as less than and not deserving or worthy? The feeling of less than has been internalized and passed down through countless generations of women. See, the culture atmosphere of female oppression puts daughters in a double bind. Simply put, if a daughter internalizes her mother's unconscious belief, which is subtle form of I'm not good enough, then she has her mother's approval but has in some ways betrayed herself in her own potential. However, if she does not internalize her mother's unconscious beliefs in her own limitations but rather affirms her own power and potential, she is aware that her mother may unconsciously see this as a personal rejection. See, the daughter must want to risk losing her mother's love and approval, so internalizing these limited unconscious beliefs is a form of loyalty and emotional survival for the daughter. It may feel dangerous for a woman to actualize her full potential because it may mean risking some form of rejection even by her mother. Wow. This is because the daughter may unconsciously sense that her full empowerment may trigger the mother's sadness or rage at having had to give up parts of herself in her own life, her compassion for her mother, a desire to please her mother. A fear of conflict may cause her to convince herself that it's safer to shrink and to remain small. You see, a common objection to facing a mother's wound is to let the past be in the past. However, we never truly escape or bury the past. It lives in the present as the obstacle and the challenges that we face every day. If we avoid dealing with the pain associated with one of the most primary and foundational relationships in our lives, we are missing a pivotal opportunity to discover the truth of who we are and to authentically and joyfully live in that truth. You see, stereotypes that perpetuate that mother's wound. Look at everything your mother did for you from other people. My mother sacrificed so much for me. I would be so selfish to do what she could not do. I don't want to make her feel bad. I owe loyalty to my mother no matter what. Even if I upset her, she would think I don't value her. See, the daughter may experience fears about fulfilling her potential because she may fear leaving her mother behind. She may fear her mother's feeling threatened by her dreams or ambitions. She may even feel uncomfortable feelings from her mother, such as envy or anger. All of this is usually very unconscious and not openly acknowledged or talked about. You see, we all have sensed the pain that our mothers carry. And all of us are suspicious to some degree that we are partly to blame for her pain. Therein lies the guilt. This makes sense when considering the limited cognitive development of a child, which sees itself as the cause of all things. So if we don't address this unconscious belief as an adult, we may still be walking around with it and greatly limiting ourselves as a result. You see, the truth is no child can save their mother. No sacrifice a daughter makes will ever be enough to compensate for the high price her mother may have had to pay or for the losses she has accrued over the years simply by being a woman and a mother in this culture. And yet this is what many women do for their mothers very early on in childhood. They unconsciously make a decision to not abandon or betray their mothers by becoming too successful, too smart, or too adventurous. This decision is made out of love, loyalty, and a true need for approval and emotional support from the mother. Many of us are confused being loyal to our mothers with being loyal to their wounds and thus complicit in our own oppression. Whew, this was deep to me. You see, these dynamics are very unconscious and they operate on a continuum. Even the most healthy, supportive mother-daughter relationships may have this dynamic to some degree by virtue of simply just being a woman in this society. And for daughters who have mothers with serious issues, with addictions and mental illness, the impact can be very damaging and insidious. You see, mothers must take responsibility and grieve their losses. Being a mother in our society is unspeakably difficult. I heard many women say no one ever tells you how hard it is. Nothing prepares you for where you get. Nothing prepares you for when you get home with the baby and realize what is being asked of you. Our culture, especially the U.S., is very hard on mothers, offering little support, and many are raising children alone. Here are some of the society's unspoken messages to mothers. If motherhood is difficult, then it's your own fault. Shame on you if you're not superhuman. There are natural mothers for whom motherhood is easy, but if it's not one, if you're not one of those, there is something simply, deeply wrong with you. You're supposed to be capable of handling it all with ease and having well-behaved children and being sexually attractive and having a successful career and a solid marriage. For mothers who have indeed sacrificed so much to have children in our culture, it can truly feel like a rejection when your child surpasses or exceeds the dreams you thought possible for yourself. There may be a sense of feeling old, entitled to, or needing to be validated by your children, which can be a very subtle but powerful manipulation. You see, this dynamic can cause the next generation of daughters to keep themselves small so that their mothers can continue to feel validated and affirmed in their identity as a mother, an identity that many have sacrificed so much for, but receive so little support and recognition for in return. Mothers may unconsciously project deep rage towards their children in subtle ways. However, the rage really isn't toward the children. The rage is towards the society that requires women to sacrifice and ultimately, utterly deplete themselves and other in order to mother a child. And for a child who needs her mother, sacrificing herself in an effort to somehow ease her mother's pain is often a subconscious, even unconscious decision made very early in life and not discovered as the cause of some of our issues until much later when we are adults. See, the mother wound exists because there's not a safe place for mothers to process their rage. There's not a safe place for mothers to talk about the sacrifices that society has demanded of us. And because daughters still unconsciously fear rejection for choosing not to make those same sacrifices as previous generations, you see, in our society, there's no safe place for a mother to vent her rage. And so often it comes out unconsciously to one's children. A daughter is a very potent target for a mother's rage because the daughter has not yet had to give up her personhood for motherhood. The young daughter may remind the mother of her unlived potential, and if the daughter feels worthy enough to reject some of that patriarchal mandate that the mother has had to swallow, then she can easily trigger that underground rage for the mother. You see, of course, most mothers want what is best for their daughters. However, if a mother has not dealt with her own pain or come to terms with the sacrifices she had to make, then her support for her daughters may be laced with traces of messages that subtly instill shame, guilt, or obligation. They can seep out in the most benign situation, usually in some form of criticism or some form of bringing praise back to the mother. It's not usually the content of statement, but rather the energy with which it is conveyed that can carry the hidden resentment. Let me say that again. It's not usually the content of the statement, but rather the energy with which it is conveyed that can carry that hidden resentment. The way for a mother to prevent directing her rage to her daughter and passing down the mother wound is for the mother to fully grieve and mourn her own losses and to make sure that she is not relying on anyone else, especially her daughter, as her main source of emotional support. Mothers must mourn what they had to give up, what they wanted but will never have, what their children can never give them, and this injustice of their situation. However, as unjust and unfair as it is not the responsibility of anyone else to make amends for the mother's loss or to feel obligated to sacrifice herself in the same ways for mothers. It takes tremendous strength and integrity to do this, and mothers need support in this process. You see, mothers liberate their daughters when they consciously process their own pain without making it their daughter's problem. In this way, mothers free their daughters to pursue their dreams without guilt, shame, or sense of obligation. When mothers unwittingly cause their daughters to feel responsible for their losses and to share in their pain, it creates a dysfunctional enmeshment, reinforcing the daughter's view that she is not worthy of her dreams. And this supports a daughter's view that her mother's pain must somehow be her fault. This can cripple her in so many ways. for daughters growing up in this culture, there's a sense of having to choose between being empowered and being loved. But most daughters choose to be loved instead of empowered because there's an ominous sense that being fully actualized and empowered may cause a grave loss of love from important people in their lives, specifically their mothers. So women, a lot of us stay small and unfulfilled, unconsciously passing the mother wound to the next generation. And as a woman, there's a vague but powerful sense that your empowerment will injure your relationships. And women are taught to value relationships over everything else. We cling to the crumbs of our relationships. We cling to the crumbs of our relationships while our souls may be deeply longing for the fulfillment of our potential. But the truth is that our relationships alone can never adequately substitute for the hunger to live our lives fully. The power dynamic at the center of this mother-daughter relationship is a taboo. It's such a taboo subject and the core issue at the center of the mother womb. Much of this goes underground because of the many taboos and stereotypes about motherhood in our culture. Mothers are always nurturing and loving. Mothers should never feel angry or resentment towards their children. Mothers and daughters are supposed to be best friends. Okay, the stereotypes of all mothers should be loving all the time strips women of their full humanity because women are not given permission to be full human beings. Society feels justified in not providing full respect, support, and resources to mothers. The truth is that mothers are human beings and all mothers have an unloving moment. All of us do. And it's true that there are mothers who are simply unloving most of the time, whether because of addiction, mental illness, or other struggles. Until we are willing to face these uncomfortable realities, the mother wound will be in the shadow and continue to be passed down through generations. We all have patriarchy in us to some degree. We had to ingest it to survive in this culture. When we're ready to confront it fully in ourselves, we also confront it in others, including our mothers. This can be one of the most heart-wrenching of all situations we must face, but unless we are willing to go there to address the mother wound, we are paying a very high price for the illusion of peace and empowerment. So what is the cost of not healing the mother wound? You see, the cost of not healing the mother wound is living your life indefinitely with a vague, persistent sense that there's something wrong with me. Never actualizing your potential out of fear of failure or disapproval. Having weak boundaries and an unclear sense of who you are. Not feeling worthy or capable of creating what you truly desire. Not feeling safe enough to take up space and voice your truth. Arranging your life around not rocking the boat. Self-sabotage when you get close to a breakthrough. Unconsciously waiting for mother's permission or approval before claiming your own life. Come on now. I may need to read those again. What is the cost of not healing the mother wound? It's a vague, persistent sense that there's something wrong with me. Never actualizing your potential out of fear of failure or that disapproval. Having weak boundaries and an unclear sense of who you are. Not feeling worthy or capable of creating what you truly desire. Not feeling safe enough to take up space and voice your truth. Arranging your life around not rocking the boat. Self-sabotage when you get close to a breakthrough. Unconsciously waiting for mother's permission or approval before claiming your own life. Wow. What's the relationship between the mother wound and the divine feminine? There's a lot of talk these days about embodying the divine feminine and being an awakened woman, but the reality is that we cannot be a strong container of the power of the divine feminine if we have not yet addressed the places within us where we have felt banished and in exile from our femininity. Let's face it, our first encounter with the goddess was with our mothers. Until we have the courage to break the taboo and face the pain we have experienced in relationship to our mothers, the divine feminine is another form of a fairy tale, a fantasy, of rescue by a mother who is not coming. Will she ever show up? Will she ever come? You see, this keeps us in a spiritual immaturity. We have this separate the human mother from the archetype in order to be true carriers of this energy. We have to deconstruct the faulty structures within us before we can truly build new structures to hold it. Until we do this, we remain stuck in a kind of limbo where our empowerment is short-lived, and the only explanation for our predicament that seems to make sense is to blame ourselves. You see, if we avoid acknowledging the full impact of our mother's pain on our lives, we still remain in some degree a child. And so we handle things like love in an immature space. We show up in spaces where we really need to have a voice with immaturity. You see, coming into full empowerment requires looking at our relationship with our mothers and having the courage to separate our own individual beliefs, values, and thoughts from hers. It requires feeling the grief of having to witness the pain of our mothers and endure and process in our own legitimate pain that we endure as a result. This is so challenging, but it's the beginning of real freedom. You see, once we feel the pain, it can be transformed and it will cease creating obstacles in our lives. So what happens when women heal the mother wound is this. As we heal the mother wound, the power dynamic is increasingly resolved because women are no longer asking one another to stay small to ease their own pain. The pain of living in patriarchy ceases to be taboo. We don't have to pretend and hide behind false masks that hide our pain under a facade of effortlessly holding it together. The pain can then be seen as legitimate, embraced, processed, and integrated, ultimately transformed into wisdom and power. You see, once women increasingly process the pain of the mother wound, we can create safe places for women to express the truth of their pain and receive much-needed support. Their mothers and daughters can communicate with one another without the fear that the truth of their feelings will break their relationship. The pain no longer needs to go underground and into shadow where it manifests as manipulation, competition, and self-hatred. Our pain can be grieved fully so that it can then turn into love, a love that manifests as fierce support of one another and deep self-acceptance, freeing us to be boldly authentic, creative, and truly fulfilled. When we heal the mother wound, we begin to grasp the stunning degree of an impact a mother's well-being has on the life of her child, especially in early childhood when the child and mother are still a single unit. Our mothers form the very basis of who we become. Our beliefs start out as her beliefs. Our habits start out as her habits. Some of this is so unconscious and fundamental, it is barely perceptible. The mother wound is ultimately about, not about your mother, it's about embracing yourself and your guilt. Your gifts without shame. You see, we address the mother wound because it's a critical part of the self-actualization, saying yes to being a powerful, potent woman that we were being called to become. Healing the mother wound is ultimately about acknowledging and honoring the foundation our mothers provided our lives so that we can then fully focus on creating a unique life that we authentically desire and know we are capable of creating. So let's talk about the benefits of healing this mother wound, being more fluent and skilled in handling your emotions. Being more fluent and skilled in handling your emotions, seeing them as a source of wisdom and information. Having healthy boundaries that support the actualization of your highest and best self. Developing a solid inner mother that provides unconditional love, support, and comfort to your younger parts. Knowing yourself as competent, feeling that anything is possible, open to miracles and all good things, being in constant contact with your inner goodness, with your inner goddess, your magical self and your ability to bring it into everything you do, deep compassion for yourself and even other people, not taking yourself too seriously, no longer needing external validation to feel okay, no longer needing external validation to feel okay, not needing to prove yourself to others, trusting life to bring you what you need, feeling safe in your own skin and the freedom to be yourself and so much more. Whew. And as we engage in this healing process, we slowly remove the thick fog of projection that keeps us stuck and can more clearly see, appreciate, and love ourselves. We no longer carry the burden of our mother's pain and keep ourselves small as a result. We can confidently emerge into our own lives with the energy and vitality to create what we desire without shame or guilt, but with passion, power, joy, confidence, and love. Yes, love. For every human being, the very first wound of the heart was at the size of the mother, the feminine. And through the process of healing that wound, our hearts graduate from a compromised state of defensiveness and fear to a whole new level of love and power, which connects us to the divine heart of life itself. You see, we are from them and connected to the archetypal collective heart that lives in all beings and our carriers and transmitters of true compassion and love that the world really needs right now. And in this way, the mother wound is actually an opportunity and an initiation into the divine feminine. This is why it's so crucial for us to heal the mother wound. Your personal healing, your reconnection to the heart of life by the way of the feminine affects the whole and supports our collective evolution. I love this article with everything in my heart because I know when we heal women, we heal nations. And when we can heal the mother wound, we move beyond what our mother never gave us. And we become the women that we were meant to be. That don't mean every woman or every mother. But I know for me, this touched my soul. So today, time for us to heal those mother wounds, those places inside of us that have unconsciously tried to be loved opposed to being empowered. Because when we heal ourselves, not only do we heal just ourselves, but we heal our descendants. We give our children permission to stand in their own light, stand in our own. When we liberate ourselves from the fears and the pains, we liberate those around us, our descendants, our children. And we, in some ways, liberate our own mothers. So today I want us to think about transforming that inner mother, that inner wound that's been so caught up in all of those things that we talked about, not feeling worthy enough, not feeling good enough, wanting external validation, and all the other things we talked about. Did anybody else feel some sense of thought in this conversation, or I guess really for me reading this article to you? I thought it was really a powerful article, and if you have anything that you want to contribute, let's open up the lines. Star 6 on the hot teleconference and on Blog Talk, hit the number 1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That was a powerful article. I was in tears. So much you put out in that article, that you just read, so very much. And I was like, I wish you would just pause at each paragraph and just really go into it, you know, because I was really, it really is a lot. And I want to thank you for the article. And would you consider maybe bringing that article back to us in a different way where we could, I mean, like a mother and daughter conference call or something.
Yeah, good idea.
I mean, so that we could all go through this together it was heavy for me. A lot of it resonated, a lot of it, you know, was brought to light for me as to understanding, you know, giving me some idea as to what it is that I have been going through myself, and I'm having, you know, I have my daughter, and just being able to have a path for her to understand, you know, what this is all about and whatnot. I mean, I'm just really, really lost for words, but this is a great process for healing because it really went into so, you know, as to why things is and the benefits and everything. And it, I mean, if you just consider, you know, coming back with it, you know, to us, you know, like maybe a mother and daughter thing. I'm just kind of emotional with it right now, but it was a great article.
Thank you so much, Jackie. I do understand
because I felt the same way. I realized that we carry the wounds and the pains of our ancestors, and we carry it in our cells, and we don't even know a lot of times that we're carrying the pain of our past ancestry, that we're carrying the wounds of those who have gone before us. And we have to today decide, how are we going to process some of this stuff that's not even ours? Why are we hating and mad about something? We don't even know why. We even had that experience. I had a girlfriend who treated her husband. We went through a process where I coached them through some stuff, and she realized that it was because of her mother's hatred and mad and all the stuff that she was, because she had a really good husband, and she could never realize why she treated him so mean. And then she had two boys, and then we went through a long process to only find that it was her mother's wound that she was holding on to. It was her mother's pain that she was holding on to. It was her mother's stuff that she was holding on to, and probably generational after generation. Today, I want to break that cycle. I want to break so that we can live fully in our as women and in divine feminine, and teach our children how to do the same. Because when we're angry, we create angry children. And what I see out here with all these angry children is a lot of it comes from them being in angry wounds.
Mm-hmm.
We got to heal these angry wounds.
Yes. Yes.
And we need
so
support.
Much.
You're welcome. Good morning. Anybody else want to chime in? Any conversation, comment, thought process? It's the Love Journey Experience. We are talking about healing the mother's wound today. Okay. Wow. I thought it would be kind of a thought-provoking and conversational piece, because to me, when you see it.
Good morning.
Hey, Claudette.
Hey. It's an intimate conversation, you know, to reveal emotions and experiences from one's own mother, relationship to others. There's been no safe place. You just don't talk about those things. And I can just share personally, I have resisted my mother's influence on my life a lot by moving thousands of miles away, if you will, because it was so powerful her influence and how I felt, how I reacted, how I responded. I didn't want to do that anymore. I wanted to live my life. So I, you know, literally move myself away. What I see being a mother of a son, I didn't want to tie him to all those emotions and guilt. That's how it felt, like you just didn't do enough with a mother. So I perhaps let him be too free. You don't have to respond. You don't have to deal with expectations. You don't have to show up. But you know, God is good, because without conveying those thoughts to him, you got to be here for me. He is anyway. So I just think there's a whole lot to that conversation about mothers and their wounds and why we are who we are. That's all I can say at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudette. I know a lot of it is very emotional for some, and it's probably hard to even articulate in words right now what it really looks like and feels like, because, you know, that mother wound is really interesting on children. You know, I see mothers who take their sons and try to fulfill an obligation from their son that's not realistic, or have unrealistic expectations from their daughters out of their own pain. So it is important that we heal our pain so that we won't continue to perpetuate these kind of pain onto our children and our
our descendants to come. Any more comments?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Peace, peace to the goddess. God bless you. Many loves. First of all, it is absolutely a powerful article and a lot to digest. there were places where I could see myself in my mothering my children, not so much in my mother's mothering me or us, but in some of the ways that I mothered my children, because, you know, you talked about, you know, having those expectations about how you're supposed to be this great mom and be able to juggle all this stuff and be able to do all this and be the, you know, then your children are supposed to turn out perfect and all of that. And, you know, then, of course, if they don't turn out to be the way that the world says that they're supposed to be, then, of course, you're the failure. I'm the failure. So I definitely resonated with quite a bit of that. But I'm kind of like Jackie. I would love to be able to revisit this conversation where we can slow it down and really take it, you know, maybe step by step or, you know, a little more, because it is definitely a lot to process. But I also wanted to bring up the subject about mental illness. Mental illness has plagued many of our homes, and people don't even realize sometimes when you're growing up as a child that whatever your experience you were having with your mother came because she had a mental illness, because back in those days they really didn't have, identified it as whatever it was, bipolar disorder or schizophrenia, whatever. So sometimes the treatment that mothers were inflicting upon their children wasn't because they wanted to be mean and nasty or whatever, but because they were dealing with a mental illness. And then later on you find that out, but you still have the scars, the wounds from that. So I'm glad today that as the children are being raised, and I have a grandson right now that's being raised with a mom who has a bipolar disorder, and it's very disconcerting for me because I know, I understand her dis-ease and her illness. And yet, you know, there's not much that can be done except to try to keep the baby as safe as possible. But it's, you know, it's a very difficult thing when a child is being raised by a parent who has a mental illness. And if there's not any intervention or people don't even know that it's happening, then the child can suffer greatly. So, you know, I don't know what the resolution to that is. But it definitely is something. I have a very, very dear friend who, even today in her 50s, is still plagued by the things that her mom did to her as a child, and how she talked to her and degraded her and put her down. And she's still wounded today, and she's, you know, working through that. So it really, really, really goes very deep. So I just want to say thank you for bringing that up. And, again, I hope that we will come back to it at a time where we can have a real a conversation and slow it down and work with it in the process. So thank you, Lady Love. God bless you, and peace and love to the family.
Yes. Thank you so much for bringing out all those different thought processes. But we also know that no matter where we are in the process, you also know that it's going to take us to heal our own wounds. Even if we don't even realize our own parents, sometimes we, you know, don't even realize that we keep taking on. Okay, hold on. My computer is just doing its own thing. And sometimes we don't realize that our parents, we have been passed down those wounds. Sometimes we don't realize that. Because sometimes we're afraid to accept the possibility of our parents not being superwoman, or our mother not being super. It's hard sometimes to look at the reality of the fact that she's a woman who needed to heal. And sometimes that's hard for us to look at.
pretty much, if you were a parent that you had this kind of, it pretty much comes from also the fact, and I think I was a really phenomenal mother, but there's things that still needed to be healed in me that my children need to heal today. So don't be afraid to look at the fact that there's some things that need to be healed in your mom that's generational and that's being passed down. And we must all heal that mother wound. Because if you're not feeling good enough, nine times out of ten, your mother didn't feel good enough. If you're showing up in these kind of relationships and you constantly find yourself, it's pretty much your mother was the same. I could say to you, my mother was a drug addict. And it was when I realized I wasn't a drug addict, but I was an addict. And it was the forgiveness work that I had to do. Am I 100%? Absolutely not. Do I still have more work to do? Absolutely yes. And yes, and more yeses. I know. And so don't be afraid to do that work. And don't be afraid to look at those dark crevices to find out what needs to be done differently. I got some texts, but I want you to know, it's okay. It's not a judgment. Our mothers and fathers went through a lot to even be where we are today. So if we just got to simply work on the healing, that's it. And it's important that we do the work. It's important that we do the work.
And Lady Love, may I just say this? In doing the work, you mentioned forgiveness, and that's definitely a big one for me because I've carried around a lot of guilt from, being a substance abuser when I was raising my babies and realizing that they didn't get the quality of life that they deserve, and I beat myself up for a long, long, long time about how, I should have done, if I hadn't been using drugs and I wouldn't have been abandoning my children, blah, 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 so many things that we go through during that time, but I'm grateful for the opportunity that I've had over the years to do my self-forgiveness because, I could be still carrying that in that way even now. But definitely self-forgiveness, working on ourselves, realizing, hey, we did the best we could with what we had at the time and making amends to our children as much as possible and them saying, Mommy, it's okay, I understand. And I don't know if they really do understand, but, just the fact that they would say it's okay and I still love you and, but I still see, even especially in my son, how a lot of what I did not do is still affecting him today. So I have to, also understand. And I just, I pray and, just ask God to help and heal him in every way, So, but self-forgiveness and doing that work is especially important because we have to let go. And be okay with however it turned out. So that's all I wanted to say. Thanks.
That's important. That self-forgiveness is important. That self-forgiveness is a very important piece to filling that wound. A lot of this stuff I'm learning too is cleansing, listening to why is this happening again. Dr. Michael Rice, he really stressed the DNA, cleansing the DNA, the patterns, the ancestral stuff. I think that's part of the work that we got to learn to do too. So any more questions, comments, or concerns before we go? I want to make sure that nobody else want to make a comment. Okay, I just want to remind you that when you heal you and transform, we heal those and transform those around us. If you find yourself with any one of these characteristics, not feeling good enough, not showing up, staying small, there might be some womb mother issues we need to work on. Remember, when you heal a woman, you heal a nation. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey Experience. I am Janine Ingram, your transformational life coach, reminding you that your life is a gift, and what you do with your life is a gift back. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember not to just live, but not to just dream, but live your life-size dream. This is Erica Badu. Yeah, yo. See you in the morning.
Hey, I'd like to thank the Creator for giving me this gift. And I'd like to thank you for being the section of this gift. Because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself. And no matter what anybody ever thinks, when anybody ever thinks, I still get cold when it's cold, hungry when I'm hungry, miss my mama when we're away, get tired. I'm a person, and I represent you. I'd like to dedicate this song to my baby in his life. And, because I say, yeah, means mother, wife.
Like a knowledge and wisdom, I manifest.
For tuning in to the Love Journey Experience. Don't forget, Thursday we will have Dr. Michael Rice talking about purpose. Bring a friend and let the healing begin. Yes, invite a friend because we're going to have some great conversations this week. Oh, yes, we got a great lineup. So if you get a chance, invite a friend and let our healing begin this week. Yes, yes, yes. This today is a wonderful conversation. I got a lot of texts coming in, so we're going to have to think about how we can revisit this in a different way and really talk about the healing. Thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your texts. Thank you for all your energy on this conversation on healing the mother's womb. Have a great, amazing, wonderful, love-filled day, love-filled week, and know that I love you. But most importantly, God loves you. Have a great day.